What if I told you that one of the most powerful ways for you to attract more money into your life is by letting go of the stress around it? That's what we're going to talk about in this video, because I want to help you make one of the most powerful decisions of your life. See, most people think that they need to worry about money, especially when they feel like there's not quite enough of it. They're kind of worried that if they're not worrying, that somehow the universe will forget about them or that their order will be misplaced. But nothing could be further from the truth. So it's really important that you watch this video so that you can understand why the worrying is actually getting in the way, and how by releasing the worry, you can start to allow more money to flow into your life. For regular tips on all things mindset and money, so you can build an aligned and abundant business and never worry about money again, be sure to click subscribe and hit that notification bell. Let's start with a quick story. So one day my daughter borrowed my car, and when she came home, she said, "Oh, Mum, I have something to tell you. I was driving along and the car felt a little sluggish, but I didn't think too much of it. And I just put my foot down a little bit harder on the accelerator." And then eventually she pulled up at some traffic lights and the people next to her wound down their window and, you know, really needed to get her attention and said, "There's a huge amount of smoke pouring out of the back of your car." So she pulled over, fearing that maybe the car was on fire. But it turned out, no, it was just the tires were smoking because she'd been driving with the handbrake on. And rather than realizing she had the handbrake on and releasing that resistance, she just put her foot down on the accelerator even harder to try and push through it. And this is what people do, and what this worrying about money effect has. So, you know, I see it with my students. Some will say, "Oh, I seem to manifest money, but only in fits and spurts, only either when I really need to." And, you know, some of them will have $15,000 weeks and then nothing for 6 months. And so when we start breaking it down, we realize that they're driving with the handbrake on, and it takes this massive amount of energy to get past that so that the money can flow through. But when we make that one little tweak and release that energetic handbrake, then the money can start to flow. So, you know, I've seen those students go from $15,000 weeks, nothing for 6 months, then another $15,000 a week, to just consistently bringing in that money and turning around and saying, "Oh, wow, I've just made $70,000 in the last 3 months. Consistently. It's now just flowing all the time, not just when the pressure builds up to this extreme level where the money can suddenly, you know, tip over. So I want you to remember that little story as we keep talking through this video. Okay, let's talk about how and why this constant money worry is actually holding you back. So number one, worry is energetically aligned with a vibration of not enough. So when you're in a state of worry, you're actually resonating with lack. You're resonating with, "I'm concerned that there's not enough." So the underlying vibration is, "There's not enough." That's your actual energetic message that you're putting out to the universe. And guess what then happens? Law of attraction will bring you more and more of the same, because you're resonating with that. And so they're the things that will be attracted into your experience. They're the things that you will see all around you. So it's going to bring you more things to worry about. Number two, constant worry implies that you don't trust it's going to be okay. You don't trust the universe, you don't trust your business, and you don't trust yourself. And so there is that underlying expectation and message that because it can't be trusted to flow, you better work really, really hard. So usually when somebody's worrying about money, they're also working really hard, because it goes together and it's actually united by and connected by that underlying message of, "I can't trust that I'm okay. I don't feel safe. So I'm going to work extra hard to try and make up for it." The third way that this constant money worry is actually holding you back is that it becomes kind of like the background music in a shopping center. You start not even realizing it's there anymore, which then means that you're a victim of it. It's taking control of your life, and it's kind of dictating the standard state that you live in. You become unconscious to it, and living in a state of worry just becomes your normal, and you're not even really aware of it anymore. And that's a real problem, because then you have reprogrammed yourself at the unconscious level that a state of worrying about money because there's not enough is just how life is. And that, of course, means that you unconsciously will act in ways that demonstrate that you expect that. And so it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy where you keep on creating more and more of the same. So that's just the first three. We've got two more to go. But first, I want to know, just based on what we've talked about so far, are you ready to make that decision yet? Can you see how this constant stressing and worrying about money is actually getting in the way of that money flowing to you? If you're ready to make that decision, this is your opportunity, because nothing is more powerful than a public declaration. It sends a really strong message to your unconscious mind that this is a turning point. This is a moment of change. So take a moment, type in the comments if you're ready to do this. I'm ready to claim my freedom. I'm going to release my money stress and worries. Just making that declaration will open up the way for you to figure out how. And if you're still not convinced that worrying about money is really not helping, then here are two more reasons you want to get out of this nasty little habit. Now, the fourth reason is that this constant worrying is actually building up negative momentum. So we already talked about how by worrying, you're resonating lack. And so this vibration of lack, it's building momentum, and it keeps attracting more and more lack things to you, more and more examples of lack, not enough money, too many bills, and all that kind of thing. And the more of that is happening, the more it becomes stable. It's got a whole lot of momentum going. And if you then try and change it, that becomes a very, very difficult job. It's kind of like you standing in front of a runaway train and saying, "Stop, I want you going in the other direction." You'll probably end up hurt. And the fifth and final and absolutely most important reason of all why you want to get out of the habit of worrying about money is that you're going to get used to it. And that's a real problem, because as you get used to living in this state of constantly worrying about money and attracting more reasons for you to worry about money, more examples of lack and not enough, it starts feeling like that's just how life is. And the absolute worst possible outcome is that you get used to it and you resign yourself to it. So one of the best ways to start getting out of the habit of worrying about money is by starting to understand where some of that worry is coming from. And so looking at your money patterns, both your on the physical level money patterns and those patterns around the way you think and feel about money, your belief system around money, that is an amazing place to start, because with that awareness, you can release a lot of that stress and negativity and worry about money and really start to change things around. So if you'd like to find out a little bit more about your patterns around money and start to understand what's driving them, then take my quiz. It's the Money Habit Archetype Quiz, and it will let you know what your predominant money pattern is, and then invite you to look a little deeper and start to explore what's actually creating those patterns at the unconscious level. And if you enjoyed this video, be sure to give it a like and subscribe and share it with your friends. I look forward to seeing you next time, because it's time for you to embrace your unlimited potential, and you're absolutely ready to take that next step. Bye for now.